வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, 13th chapter, text number 22, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 17th of August, 1976, in Hyderabad, India.
Sri Rupam Chakrajatam
पुरुषा प्रकृतिस्सा भुंते प्रकृतिजान गुणा कारणं गुणसंग अस्य सदसत् जन्मजोनिषु. पुरुषा, पुरुषा मीन्स इन द एंड प्रकृति मीन्स इन द सो रियल पुरुषा is Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and the living entities, they are actually prakriti. There are three kinds of prakritis or energy. God has got different energies. परास्य शक्ति विविधैव श्रूयते स्वाभाविकी ज्ञान बल क्रिया. स्वाभाविक एन इंटेलिजेंट पर्सन ही हैज वैरायटीज ऑफ इंटेलिजेंस एंड एनर्जी. वी सी समटाइम्स इन ह्यूमन सोसाइटी ए पर्टिकुलर पर्सन हैज गॉट स्पेशल intelligence, special energy. So, what to speak of the Supreme Lord? He has got varieties of energies, and all of these energies taken together primarily divided into three: the material energy, the spiritual energy, and the marginal energy. The material energy, this cosmic manifestation, as we see, one universe, and each universe is filled up with many planetary systems, suns, moons, and other planets. This is one universe. Similarly, there are many millions of universes. We get information from Vedic Shastra, jasya prabhato to jagadanna koti. Jagadanna koti. Jagadanna means this universe. And there are hundreds and millions, numberless. And each universe is filled up with innumerable planets. Tasya prabha prabhavato jagadanna koti kotishu asesha vasudhadi vibhuti bhinnam. Vasudha, planets. So all these manifestations of material energy that is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. अथवा बहुनैकेन किं ज्ञातेन अथवा अर्जुन विश्चव्य अहम इदं कृष्णं एकांशी न स्थितो यः. दिस जगत इज वन फोर्थ मैनिफेस्टेशन ऑफ द मेटीरियल एनर्जी ऑफ द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड. दिस इज कॉल्ड प्रकृति. सो पुरुष, Purusha, we living entities, we are sometimes called Purusha because we artificially exhibit our propensity to enjoy this material world. So purusha means enjoy. Therefore, sometimes we are called purusha. Here, the living entities as a whole is called purusha. Here, even the woman, she is also purusha, because the same spirit I shall enjoy to my best capacity, either man or woman. Therefore, she is also in that sense purusha, she wants to enjoy. And the man also wants to enjoy. But both of them, perfect sthava, we are under the control of this prakriti. This is our position. We must understand our position. Prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvas. Ahankara vimura ma patta ham iti manmati. The purusha, the living entity, is fully under the control of material nature. That's a fact. He cannot deny it. If you deny it, then ahankara vimura ma. Simply by false egotism, we declare independence. And that is not false. This is gap. So this purusha, this living entity, prakritistha, being under the control of prakriti, material nature, bhunte, he is obliged, he is forced. Prakritijana guna, he is forced, he is obliged to accept the supremacy of the modes of material nature. Prakritijana guna. There are three modes of material nature: goodness, sata, raja, tama. So, goodness, passion and ignorance. So either of them, we have to accept either of them. So, on account of accepting the association of a particular type of modes of material nature, karanam gunasangasya sadasajjanmajyonishu, why there are different varieties of living entities? Jarajanam lakhani sthavara lakhavinsati krimayo rudra sankhata. There are 900,000 species or forms of life within the water. Jarajanam lakhani sthavara lakhavinsati. There are 2 million forms of plants, trees, like that, creepers. And kimaya vidya sankhata, and insects, 11 lakhs species. In this way, there are 8,400,000 forms of life. Krishna says, sarvajoni sukantya sambhavanti murtayoja. In all the forms of life, as many living entities are there, Tasan Mahajani Brahma Hama Bija Padapita, and the seed giving father of all of them. So every living entity is the son of God. But according to karma, they have accepted different forms of life. Some of them are in the water, some of them in the plants and trees, some of them are the insects, some of them are birds, bees, and the human life is a great chance to understand that how we have been put into the clutches of Prakriti. Purusha Prakriti Stha. How I have been put. You cannot, if somebody says it is all right, I am put within this material nature, Prakriti, so what is wrong? Let me remind. That is called ignorance. Because you are the spirit soul. You are eternal. Na hannate hannamane sarire. The spirit soul is transmigrating from one body to another, beginning from the aquatic life, up to this human life and above this human life. This transmigration is going on. Tatha dehantara prapti. You have to change your body within this material world according to your karma. You have to change your body. Unfortunately, there is no education, there is no knowledge about this throughout the whole world. And they are thinking that after annihilation of this body, everything is finished. No, that is not the path. Tatha dehantara prapti. If a young man thinks that I have got now this body for enjoyment, I am a young man, I shall not become an old man. That is not the fact. The young man has to become old man. That is pratityajana guna. You cannot say that I shall remain young man forever and enjoy life. That is not possible. Similarly, you have to change your body. Tatha dehantara prapti. Unfortunately, there is no discussion, there is no education, there is no institute for this important factors of life, and people are kept in darkness. This is Kali Yuga. They do not care to know, neither there is arrangement in the educational institution to know this fact. Although the fact is there, it is explained by Krishna, Krishna personally explaining Tatha dehantara prapti antavattu ime deha nitya sokta sharirina. This body is perishable, but the sharirina, one who possesses this body, is nitya, sāsata, nāhannati, annamāne, sarīre. This knowledge is missing. That is the defect of modern civilization, atheistic civilization. It didn't be merry and enjoy. This is not very good position. Today, I may be in good position, I may be millionaire, I may be prime minister, but when death will come, it will take everything from you, and it will oblige you to go to a species form of life which you cannot deny. Purusha prakritistha bhunte prakritijana guna. If you have infected some disease, you must suffer from it. There is no excuse. Even a child, if it touches the fire will not excuse, because it is a child, he does not know. Therefore I shall not burn its finger. No. No excuse. Devijyasa-guna-vai-mama-maya-duvattaya. He cannot escape the stringent laws of nature. That is not possible. If you are foolishly thinking that I shall escape the punishment or reward of the Prakriti, Actually, so long we are in the, within this material world, Prakriti Stha, there is no question of enjoyment. It is false enjoyment. Suppose you are well situated after hard struggle, how long you will remain in that situation? At any moment you may be kicked out. That is your position. Muktu sarva harasraham. So, real knowledge is, we must seriously think that if I am eternal, what shall I do with this temporary position? I may stay here for 50 years or 40 years. Say 100 years, not 100 years, it is not possible. At most 30-40 years. But I am not meant for 30-40 years, I am eternal. Na hannate hannamani sarire. This knowledge is not coming. There is no system of education. It is a very dangerous type of civilization without any spiritual knowledge. Very, very dangerous position. Risky. So this Krishna consciousness movement on authoritative basis trying to enlighten people to release him from this clutches of maya and ignorance. This is Krishna consciousness movement. And it is authorized because we are speaking on the basis of Bhagavad Gita, on the basis of Vedic knowledge. And Bhagavad Gita is the essence of Vedic knowledge. Bhagavan says in the Bhagavad Gita, Vedaishta sarvai ahameva vedam. What is the purpose of Vedic knowledge? The purpose of Vedic knowledge is to understand Krishna. Vedaishta sarvai ahameva vedam. See, Bhagavad Gita is also the process to know Krishna. Therefore, it is the essence of Vedic knowledge. Because if it is a fact that by studying Vedas one has to understand Krishna, Vedaishta sarvai ahameva vedam. So Krishna is explaining himself what he is. Therefore it is the essence of Vedic knowledge. This essence of Vedic knowledge is there. It is very simple. Anyone can understand. There is no difficulty. When Krishna says, Dharma Kshetri Kuru Kshetri Samavita Jujutsava, where is the difficulty? The Kuru Kshetra is still there. Everyone knows there is a railway station of the name Kuru Kshetra, and there is a place, Kuru Kshetra, now it is being developed by the Haryana government. So, how you can explain Kurukshetra otherwise? Kurukshetra is a fact, and it is a dharma kshetra. Still, many millions of Indians go there to visit, especially during the solar eclipse occasion, they go there. And when Krishna was staying on this planet, he, his brother Balaram and his sister Subhadra also visited Kurukshetra. That ceremony is observed as Ratha Yatra. Three persons, two brothers and one sister. We are celebrating, introduced this Ratha Yatra system in the Western countries, and recently we had this festival in New York, very successfully, for as we have read in the paper. Anyway, this movement is strictly based on the Shastra and the Vedic knowledge, and the essence of Vedic knowledge is the Bhagavad Gita, and we are presenting as it is. We do not explain Kurukshetra as this body. There is no meaning. There is no dictionary which means Kurukshetra, this body. So, Kurukshetra is a place. Dharma Kshetra, it is a place of religion or actual Vedic instruction. Kurukshetra Dharma, Jajayet, you go to Kurukshetra and perform ritualistic ceremonies, that is recommended. So there is no question of interpreting Kurukshetra, Dharma Kshetra when you can understand it very easily and directly. There is no use of interpretation. Interpretation is required when you cannot understand one statement. In the law court, if one statement is ambiguous, then two parties are wanting, I think it is this, I think. But when it is clear, there is no question of interpretation. Unfortunately, the Bhagavad Gita is being interpreted by unauthorized persons unnecessarily, and people are kept into darkness. We are trying to protest against this process. We are presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is, and people are taking advantage of it in the Western countries. They are taking good interest. They are reading Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam in very large scale, increasing our book sales. Every year, millions and millions dollars we are already selling, I have already stated, unexpected, $60,000 per day. People are taking so much interest in this literature. So try to understand that we are Purusha. Purusha means we are part and parcel of the Supreme Purusha. Krishna is described as a Parabrahma Param Dhamam Purusam Param. He is Param Purush, and we are subordinate Purush. We have got the same constitutional position, but very minute. Anoraniyana Mahato Mahya. Krishna is Mahato, greater than the greatest, and we are the smaller than the smallest. But the particle is the same. As particle of gold is also gold. But the particle of gold is never equal to the gold mine. We should understand this. Mamaivamsa Jiva Bhuta, we are part and parcel of the Supreme Person. Therefore we have got all the propensities and qualities of God, but very minute quantity. That minute quantity is also now covered by this material energy. That is our position, purusha prakriti stha. Being under the clutches of this prakriti, whatever little light was there as part and parcel of God, that is now power. So this position has to be discovered, or discovery has to be taken away. Then we come to our position, original position, that is called Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atma. As soon as this covering is taken away, then you become Brahma Bhuta. Now we are Jiva Bhuta. Under the covering of this material energy, we are Jiva Bhuta. When this covering is taken away, then we are Brahma Bhuta. Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atma. Na sochati, na kankati, samat sarveshu bhuteshu madhvakti ramati para. So, if you try to become Brahma Bhuta, that is not very difficult. Just try to understand that you are not this body, you are spirit soul. You are entrapped by this body, and you have to change this body, and according to your work, you have to accept another body. Don't be satisfied with the present bodily situation, that you are very happily situated. That is not the fact. You have to change this position you have to accept another body, and you do not know what kind of body you have to accept. It will be given by prakriti. Karanam gunasangas sadasat janma junish. So, don't be irresponsible to your life. Be responsible and be prepared for the next life and act accordingly. Every direction is there in the Bhagavad Gita, and prove that you are human being. The animal cannot do it. If you do not do it, that you remain an animal. The animal has no capacity to understand the basic knowledge of the Bhagavad Gita. And even though you have got the intelligence, if you do not utilize it to understand the instruction in the Bhagavad Gita and basic knowledge, then purposefully we keep ourselves within the category of animals. So our this Krishna consciousness movement is a humble attempt to awaken the whole human society to this spiritual knowledge and act according to the instruction of spiritual life and be happy and be prepared for the next life. The perfection of next life is to become free from the laws of material nature. That is the highest perfection, saṃsiddhiṃ paramāṅgatā. That can be possible when you go back home, back to God. Thank you very much.